Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we are praying through Philippians chapter 1, verse 28 in the New Living Translation. And here's what it says. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved even by God Himself. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's hard to read words like this because I don't necessarily think of life in terms of enemies or even frenemies. And yet, Lord, there are enemies of the gospel. There are folks out there that act as enemies in our lives. And so thank you that we don't need to be intimidated. We don't need to allow someone else's opinion of us to dictate our mood or to change the way we live our lives. And for so many years, I lived in light of other people's words spoken over me, and they caused me to live small instead of to live big because I actually believed what they were saying. And those enemy-like words have a way of worming their way into my heart and into my mind, and I tend to believe them as truth because they sound like thoughts. They seem like thoughts. And yet these are not the thoughts that you have about me or about the person listening to this prayer today. Here's the truth. You love us. You have given your life for us. You have redeemed us. We are yours. We're your children. We are worthy. We are light and we are image bearers of you. We represent you on this earth because you have created us from our mother's womb. You knit us together in her womb and you take great delight. Just as a father and a mother delight in their children, you delight over us. You are thrilled when we have victory. You walk alongside us when we are grieved. You're with us during the boring times, and even when we suffer defeat or when our dreams are crushed, you are there. There's nowhere where you are not. You are everywhere. You are omnipresent. You're also omnipotent, meaning that you are all-powerful. And therefore, we do not have to be intimidated by people who act as enemies in our lives. We instead can reverse it because Jesus, when you walked the earth, you said to pray for your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. So today, Lord, we lift up those people in our lives who have acted like enemies, and we pray your blessing upon them, and we pray that they would come to know you in new ways. We pray that they would listen to you. We pray that they would find the joy of salvation in you. We pray that they would repent. We pray that if they're harming other people, that that would get found out and they would cease. I pray and we pray that if there are predators out there doing bad things, that the police would find them and that there would be justice done. We pray for our enemies and those who have persecuted us, and we lift them up to you because we know that you desire that none would perish, but that all would come to the knowledge of the truth. And so since that is true, we pray alongside with the fervency that comes from that, that you would bring our enemies, those who act as enemies in our lives, close to you. And because of your shed blood on the cross, that is possible. So we wait in expectation for you to answer this prayer today. And we long to see people come to know you because they desperately need to know you. And there's really no other life in no other name but Jesus. So Jesus, thank you for providing a way for us, but also for providing a way for all people to come to know you because of your amazing sacrifice. Help us to love you and live our lives as an offering of thankfulness to you. And also a willingness to surrender and let down, to become less selfish, to look back over the year and say, ask ourselves the question, am I less selfish now than I was a year ago? And if that's not the case, and sometimes I look back and I would say, even right now, I'm looking back and think, I'm kind of more selfish than I was last year. And that makes me sad and breaks my heart. But Lord, right now I repent again. I say, Lord, help me to not only look out to my own interests, but also to the interests of others and to serve others and not to grow weary and losing heart as I'm serving others, but to continue to move forward and to serve and to love and to sacrifice for other people. Help us all to do that for our children, for our parents, for our aunts, our uncles, our sisters, our brothers, our friends, and our enemies. And Lord, I know that it's not wise to let an enemy continually trample all over me because then I'll never be able to heal from the pain. They'll keep ripping open wounds. So teach us what it means to live in this world with safe people and how to set boundaries around people who have been harming us over and over and over again and never repent. Because it doesn't mean we need to lay down and let them do that. But there are times too, and that's the big, the conundrum that we have as Christians. There's also times where we're called to turn the other cheek. Give us wisdom, Lord. Help us to understand when those times are versus the times where we need to cut things off because it's too harmful for our souls. Thank you that you love us just as you love others. And so many times I think, oh yeah, Jesus loves other people so much. And I forget to afford that same statement to myself. So Lord, for those listening today, oh, how they are loved by you. Would you show them again? Just show them again that you hear, that you see, that you're there, that you love them unconditionally with grace and peace and singing over them with joy. Help us all to rest in the beauty of that today. I pray this in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is listening to you today, and oh, how he loves you, my beloved.